Let your eyes relax. See if you can let go of any tensions you might be holding in the body. Start observing the feeling tones in the mind. Is the mind calm? Is it peaceful? Is it bored? Is there happiness? Is there sadness? Is it neutral? Does the mind feel equanimous? Simply be aware of it. No value judgment. Your attention is also on your breath, as always, that specific area where you feel it the most. Open your awareness to the different sounds that are arising. These may be loud sounds, maybe the sound of my voice, or faint background sounds. In a very relaxed and open way, be aware of the quality of those sounds. Notice how no special effort is needed to hear. Those just arise spontaneously, effortlessly, in the space we call mind, or consciousness, or awareness. All of these terms are only used to describe that which simply knows, that which simply notices. Observe what feeling tone is in the mind as these sounds appear in your awareness. See if you can spot a thought or an emotional background associated with a particular sound. This may be anxiety, or frustration, or even love. Whatever you feel, see those as they arise. Notice how they disappear. The thoughts first, then followed by the physical symptoms. Notice how sounds appear and disappear by themselves. Now open your awareness to the air in the room. How is it? Is it cold? Hot? How does it feel on your skin? Notice how none of these external conditions are actually happening to you. They are just happening. They are appearances in your awareness. They are non-personal, as much as your thoughts want you to think they are. How do you feel in your body? Notice sensations as they arise, wherever and whenever they arise. Notice thoughts, notice breath, maybe an aftertaste that lingers in your mouth. No value judgment, just complete awareness of the flow of what is sensed. Those internal qualitative changes are impersonal. There is no you in there. They just arise out of conditions, and then they pass. No one to whom things are happening. In the scene, there is only what is seen. In the heard, there is only what is heard. In the sensed, there is only what is sensed. In the cognized, there is only the cognized. When you realize this through your own experience, without the creation of any extra mental concepts. There is no you at that point. It's the end of I, me, my, mine. It's the end of the self, the end of craving and aversion, of compulsion, of blind reactions, and so it's the end of suffering. Whenever you're lost in thought, as you realize that you've been lost, simply observe the thought, see it dissipate gradually, and then come back to breathing. Impersonal, ever-changing phenomena. if thoughts are accompanied by emotions, observe the thoughts first. And as they gradually dissipate, observe the sensations, free from thought, free from past concepts. Observe them as they are, which is to say, just changing sensations, also impersonal. If you feel discomforts in the body, notice how this itself is a concept. Truly, there are no sensations called discomforts. Those are different concepts and images which we overlay on the direct experience of the changing sensations of varying degrees. So as you're sitting, settle into that direct, raw experience of this thing we call existence. Settle into that experience without labeling, without the concepts, just awareness. Do the same thing with everything that arises in your awareness. Let your awareness open up to sensations throughout the body. Open to any sensations that might appear. Gross, subtle, hot, cold, tingling, intense, light. We are only aware of sensations in space. There is no solidity. Sensations themselves are continually changing, vibrating, pulsating, getting stronger, getting weaker. Can you feel the sensations without superimposing the concept of form? Just taking note of the direct experience. There is no head, no arms, no back, no feet, only points of sensations. points of feeling arising and passing away. Again, no solid body, no I, no me, only particular sensations being known. As we free ourselves of the concept of body and mind, there's less inclination to identify with it. We see it as a dynamic, changing pattern. And nothing is actually happening for it or against it. It is in a constant flux. And this deepens our understanding of the inherent selfless nature of all phenomena. Through recognition, acceptance, and non-identification, we can then experience feelings, emotions, and thoughts from a place of freedom. So that is it. 40 minutes every day, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, less than an hour of meditation with life-changing results. I sincerely hope you'll sustain this practice, my friends. Keep on developing your experiential wisdom, the awareness of anicca, impermanence in Pali terms, change. Awareness of the impersonal characteristic of change, awareness of the raw nature of experience. In other words, all the value judgments and labelings are constructs of the human mind. They don't exist in reality. Experience just is. And so we see the world through our own filters, and then we label it as good or bad, right or wrong, want or doesn't want. we see it through a craving and aversion lens. But beneath that lens, everything is as it is and pure, impersonal, and there's no value judgment baked into anything. These are fabrications of the mind. So observe these changes equanimously, like the sky witnessing the passing clouds, always changing. And the sky is never really taking the form of those clouds. Non-reactivity to sensory inputs by means of observation. That is what you have learned here.